Good morning, or no, good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 18th of August. I'm going to go through some half-time stats today, triggered by some emails I've had read the half-time correct score lays probably over the last year, the ones we do on Ultimate. The ones that we include with Ultimate. And then I've also had a tweet from Vinny on Twitter. And I think I've got that, Vinny. One thing I will say, if people have got queries, if they could email them in as opposed to tweet them, it's easier for me to answer and respond. One, you don't have other people chipping in. Two, with 280 characters, it's limited. And three, I am not thick, but trying to grasp sometimes what people mean. I know we're in this world of immediacy, but everybody wants everything, and the default seems to be now to go to Twitter. Yeah, if you could email in, we've got a good email system now. Dave checks it. So if you could do that. But yeah, getting back to Vinny. Vinny was basically asking me, in the English Premier League, if it is 1-0 at half-time and 80% of those games then have a second-half goal. So 1-0 at half-time, English Premier League, 80% of them have a second-half goal. It equates to a price of 1.25, so why not just back anything over 1.25 to make a profit? What you actually need, Vinny, is you need 80% of the games that are over 1.25 to make a profit. I did a video on average price on the website a while back, which I think I pointed Vinny to. I haven't watched that video back, but it's a similar sort of concept that whilst 80% of the games do have a goal, it's actually 83%. 219 game. I've got a database of 22,574 games. Goes back 3 years. I do a roll in 3 years. Of those, 219 games in the EPL had a second half goal. 182 had a second half goal, which is 83%. And that equates to 83%, and that equates to a price of about 1.2 to 1.21. It's right between the two. So if you bet everything over 1.21, Vinny, that was 1-0 in the English Premier League, you would actually have won. I'm talking about on the lay sides, if you'd laid that scoreline. So if it was 1-0, but the back over 1.5 was greater than 1.21, you would have, if you'd gone on the lay as you bet, you'd have won just over 10 points in those games. Obviously, back in, it would have been shorter, a smaller profit. I haven't done the back returns because I do it on a lay side. But it is actually making a profit. So if you took the other side of my lay, you'd run off 10 points. But that doesn't always trigger in every league, Vinny, because in Spain, if you'd followed the same procedure, you'd have lost 10 points. In Germany, if you'd followed the same procedure, you'd have won about 18 points. Portugal, you'd have lost. I did about five leagues. And France, you'd have lost. Because ultimately, you still need, and I stand by the fact that you'd need 80% of your matches, or in this case, it's 83%, greater than 83% of the matches that are priced at 1.21, not games where Man City are 1-0 up against Norwich and they're priced at 1.16 and have a goal. They don't factor in. I hope that's clear. I do remember years back somebody sent me a website, and I'm talking 8-10 years ago. No idea where the website was or if it's still there, but it was along those lines of basically looking at the previous season and saying, let's say draws in the Premier League have been 25%, that equates to a price of 4.0. So back in the draw, anything over 4 would make money, but it doesn't, because it's not, you know, how many games, it's the strike band, strike rate of the price band you're in. That's what you've got to beat. So if you're betting at 1.25 and above, you've got to get 80% there to make money. That's what you've got to get. It's the same whatever. But Vinny, as it stands, I don't know whether you're following that method. I hope that is what you were looking for, but that is winning. But as I say, it doesn't transpose across every league. If it was that easy, I think we'd all be doing it and lying on a beach with Lord Dio somewhere. So that was that one, Vinny. Now, in regard to the half-time correct score lays, I've sort of had numerous queries over the time. Do I pay attention to the time of the goal goes in? And I don't. And do I pay attention to the scoreline? And no, I don't. But I'm a numbers man, so I had 10 minutes this morning while I was waiting for my VIP Sainsbury's delivery. I've got a VIP slot now. They just give me a slot every week. I just ran some numbers. So you might want to get a pen and paper. I'll run these through. Is you know, I suppose the basic premise of what I was being asked was, if the goal is earlier, obviously there's a longer time to the second half. Is there more likely to be a goal? Not for me. It's not my logic. But I'm just going to give you the numbers. That's all I can do, is give you the numbers. So my database has got 22,574 games in it. Of those 22,574 games, there were 6,913 that were 0-0 at half time and didn't have a goal. And I'll come on to scores in a minute, but 5,262 of those 6,913 did have a second half goal, which is 76%, which is understandably the worst scoreline for second half goals. But let's do the time thing. I didn't really know how to tackle it, so I thought you can't do it in 10 minute intervals, because you get 10 to 20 to 30 to 40, but then you got 5 minutes on the end. So I used what I would consider some sort of logic and split it into 5 9-minute segments. And obviously we know that 37 to 45 would have the injury time tacked on, but this is the numbers. So 22,574 games. I don't include games that were any other home win or any other away win or any other draw at half time. I remove those, and I remove games with outlier markets where it might be 1.06 on one side and 17 on the other, which has happened a few times, either because the match has been delayed, so our price recording software's got it in at a wrong time, or just weak markets. For the 22,574 games, they're deadly accurate, and the price is taken at the same time in exactly every game, 55 minutes after kickoff. So of those games then, of the 22,574, 6,913 didn't have a goal in the first half. Of the rest, the first goal scored in minutes 1 to 9 is 3,897 games. 3,099 had a second half goal, which is 79.5%. Minutes 10 to 18, so the first goal in minutes 10 to 18, 3,834 games. 3,093 had a goal, which is 80.6, so about a percent increase for that slightly later period. 19 to 27 minutes, so the first goal in those minutes, 19 to 27, 3,078 games, 2,501 saw a second half goal, 81.2%, so again a jump up just that little bit later in the first half. 28 to 36 minutes for the first goal, 2,469 games, 2,009 had a goal, 81.3% that is. So 19 to 36 is pretty solid at 80, just over 81%, which is the best performing. And then 37 to 45, 2,383 games, of which 1,898 had a goal, a drop down to 79.6. So minutes 1 to 9 is very similar to minutes 37 to 45, which some of you may find surprising, because obviously the 37 to 45 does include the extra couple of minutes of injury time. But the middle period, in effect, or sort of middle to late 19 to 36 is where the highest rate is of second half goals, 81, just over 81%. So do with that what you will. I don't know what you would do with that, but that's the info. Taking it to scoreline, so I've done 0-0, 0-0, 6,913 games, of which 5,262 had a goal, which is 76%. Games that were 1-0 at half-time, 4,704 games, 3,761 had a goal, which is 79.9%, so sort of 3 to 4% jump up on 0-0. 0-1, 3,551 games, of which 2,842 had a goal, which is 80%. So very similar, 0-0 and 1-0. 1-1, 2,384 games, 1,891 had a goal. Again, very similar, 79.3%. So all very similar, 1-0, 0-1, 1-1, very consistent. 2-0, 1,601 games, of which 1,323 had a goal, which is 82.6%, so a sort of 2-3% jump again for 2-0. And 0-2, 967 games, of which 819 had a goal, so again a jump up to 84.7%, that is. So 0-2 out of those five, well, six including the 0-0, is by far the best performer. One of those cliches in football, the most dangerous result in football, 0-2 or 2-0, isn't it? Nonsense. And then breaking that into price brands, breaking it to the same again with price fans, what pretty much what you would expect. Where the half-time CS to lay is less than 4.0 in price, 4,517 games, of which 3,219 had a goal, which is 71%. Where it's 4.0 to 4.99, 6,715 games, of which 5,129 had a goal, which is 76%. And just as a sort of guide there, the inverse of that, this is the lay prices, the inverse to back average, and that sort of price bracket would be about 1.2028, which is about 78%, and it's running at 76. It shows you very difficult to win in that price bracket, but I'll come back to that in a minute. 5.0 to 5.99, 5,130 games, of which 4,140 had a goal in the second half, which is 80%, and then 6.0 to 6.99, 2,739 games, of which 2,334 had a goal, which is 85%. So if you were looking to lay blind between 6.0 and 6.99, you should be able to get around 85% right on your own. The actual inverse odds of that is 6.0 to 6.99 over those 3 years wins blind. At the minute, it's running at about 85, just over, and the inverse sort of implied is about 84%, so that's why that's winning blind by a few points. As a guide, the half-time CS lays are outperforming all that. My ultimate ones, they're running at about 89%, and hence that's why they're winning whatever it is, about 180 points over the last 5 years. They are absolutely solid, and something that I do say to people on Ultimate that you should do. Low risk, not a massive amount of bets, and as I say, they're outperforming any percentage I've just read there comfortably, and they're off the same sheets and same database. So yeah, do with that what you will, but as I say, obviously, you know, some of it's straightforward. 0-0 is the worst strike rate. As the price goes up, obviously you expect the price, the strike rate to go up, or, you know, as the lay price goes up, that's just common sense, common maths. So you can do with that whatever it is that you wish. I will just return to that where I said that losing at 4.0 to 4.99, sort of 4.9 or below, is difficult. There will be people listening to this, well, I win at that price. I'm sure there will be. There'll be down to your approach, way you select matches, your entry time, you know, I did some Zoom coaching over the last few months with individuals, and I showed an example of that. You know, I'm keen on first half goals, and I showed where one of my filters, value filters on one of my mathematical models, it doesn't win pre-match, but waiting 20-25 minutes, understanding the market, understanding your entry price, betting later, it wins about 100 points and has won about 100 points. There's some of the games that I throw out on the podcast. So I'm not saying it can't be done before people jump up and down. I'm just, that was the raw numbers of everything. It was a bit of a monologue of prices. While I'm on Vinny's queries, but we'll have another one. I said yesterday about less is more. And Vinny wasn't, I don't think Vinny was really comfortable with that statement. And I did clarify that less is more is my opinion. It's nothing else more than that. I'm not telling people what to do. But, you know, you get people this time of year, they get some of the tools, for example, that we get in Ultimate, members of other things, they get in stuff, and they go off and they find a load of stuff and go, if I'd done that, it'd have won 2,000 points. And get all excited, and if that doesn't start materialise, it's trouble. My opinion is that there's a lot of degenerate gamblers. I don't say that lightheartedly. There's the majority of people on here don't win, don't do it properly. We talked about at the start of the year having 100 days, doing the same thing for 100 days. Obviously, COVID came and messed that up. It is something I'd still like to do, perhaps the second part of this year, back November or later on, where we actually do a trackable 100 days. We actually can get people and do it. Actually have a monitoring for people to do that. But when we look at it in the cold light day, again, I keep stressing, it's my opinion that running off and having 30, 40 systems, we've got people who can't stick to anything. So if they build 15, 20, 30 systems, and yes, you know, they may all have an edge and that, but if they don't all start firing, that's when people drop, things change, things there. I would much rather people commit to something, 3-4 systems, and actually prove to themselves they can do the process. You take an average football season at about 300 days. We do August through to May, and we have June, July off, pretty much. You know, that's, I know there's some summer football, but if you just take it as an average football season, a general football season, 300 days. I do the same thing for 300 days. I do the same thing for 365 days. Very few people do that. Very few people do the same thing for 3 days, let alone 300. And my view of less is more is that if we can get people building a simpler process, then we've got more chance of success for them than loads of stuff, all this great excitement, and it crashing and burning. And I do stress it is just my opinion. I'm going to keep saying it. Just last night, I had three Zoom sessions last night with three different people that have had exactly the same conversations with me through the summer. One of them, Andy, I'm going to get on the podcast. He absolutely changed his life. And I'm going to take a bit of credit because he sort of said the podcast gave him a kick up the arse earlier in the year. He's lost 3.5 stone. He set a plan for this year. He set his plan out. It's a very simple, straightforward plan, but I've got no doubt that he's going to stick to it and do it. Another guy went through exactly the same process, but I spoke to him before Andy and sat with him. He's in the probably got, I've got a bit too much. I know I shouldn't do it all, but where do I go? What do I pick? And he's got a load of stuff, so he needs a different kind of guidance now in culling stuff back and saying, hang on a minute, just focus on that and let's see if you can do that for 100 days. And then the third guy has sort of taken his own tweak on what I do, producing now his own models, which he'd never done before. And he's got some fixed odd systems, but he's more diving in and out of the modelling as well and trading, and he's grown his back 16-17%. So three very different people. Andy, I'm going to get on the podcast. I say he's really disciplined. Love it. I love the change. This is a guy who used to have £1,000 on 1.2 shots to try and get money back, and was forever looking at his phone, Football 24, and just shows you, not just with my stuff, but with his weight loss and everything, walks 5 miles a day religiously, absolutely changed his life, and it's brilliant. So I do want to get him on the podcast. But three guys with three different approaches. So then you've got people there in that situation, all had exactly the same thing, listened to exactly the same conversation, but three different approaches. So my move to it is that they should that you get three different, you know, you always get different approaches. And I just think for people that it is a situation where less is more will help the majority. As I say, it is just an opinion. It is nothing else. It's just my opinion on it's for me, it isn't. I keep saying a lot of this, you know, there's thousands of ways that people advertise how to bet, what to bet, strategies, this, that, and the other, halftime CSLAs, fixed odds, ultimate trading, whatever it may be. And there's tons of people in addition to what I do that do stuff, and a lot of it may work, but my view, most people, is that the people don't work, and that's the bit to tackle first. And I'll give Chris Wilkinson a shout out. Chris is somebody who he could have joined Ultimate. You know, there was that rush, and it was a rush, it wasn't a sales ploy, it was literally, we've got 5 minutes to 5 days to go from Serie A to Belgium. New tools coming out, that excitement, people on Twitter can't wait to get hold of it. Obviously people who've done well with Ultimate last year, and I am going to shout about that stuff, because I think we run great products and services. But Chris is somebody, he likes his horse racing, but he set his plan to dabble into football through FTS Beginner. And he posted that since he started that, he hasn't had a losing trade yet. Just discipline, sticking to it, doing the same thing. I love seeing stuff like that, because I think it's absolutely brilliant. It's not about what the money is and how many points you can win. It's actually, can you do the process? Can you get up every day and do the same thing and be disciplined to do it? And the more you've got going on, I think the harder that is. And Chris, you know, I've posted those selections for 13 years now, and at times I've thought, I've got to knock this on the head, drives me mad. But then I see things like that from Chris, and I think, well, no, these people are using that and he's making money. Why would I deprive him of that? So keep going. So that's it. Yeah, that's, you know, well done, Chris. Absolutely brilliant. Fantastic. So that's it, Vinny, for me. I just think most people, from my experience, and I've spoken to a lot of gamblers over the last 13 years, that everybody, a bit less is more, doing the same thing. And if we could get people from the main league starting 112 September the 12th, going 100 days from there doing the same thing, how many could we get? I'd be amazed if we could get 20. But it's an opinion. I don't like telling people what to do. I don't like to say do this, do that. You know, when people have Zooms and training, I'm a little bit more there. But it's not, listen, adults listening to this podcast, you've got to take some responsibility for yourself. And there's not many people winning. There's a load of degenerates out there. There's a load of shit out there. I get sent chat transcripts, everything. I see what's going on. I want to grab people and shake them, but it's not my place to. You've got to dig in and find your own way forward. I do think we try at FTS to do that. Oh, I do. I do think that I provide stuff that people can win with. But ultimately, people have got to step up, and if you see, you know, it's like I say, people are serious about this. I want to make a living, and they're using Excel 2012. I mean, I can't take it seriously. It's not, I don't find it funny. I can't take it seriously. I find it fucking ridiculous. I find it childish. I find it stupid. I understand people might want to be part of trading and groups and want to be part of something, just want to gamble for fun. That's fine. I keep saying, I'm not for you. You go and do that. Leave me out of it. I want serious punters who want to make a go of it. And as I say, I've got those three guys last night. All three different, been through the same journey, but three completely different ways to go about it. Andy, I think, is going to be fine. The other guy's absolutely doing brilliantly, already modelling stuff, as I say, growing his bank 16-17. Even he had a bad day Sunday, and he said, I thought, am I doing the right thing? We all get moments like that. And I said, well, hang on a minute, you look at the days, you've done 2.5 months doing the same thing. You can get a bad day. It happens. You know, goals don't go in. And he sort of had a pick between two games and picked the wrong one. If he'd picked the other one, it'd have won and beat him up a bit. But you just got to push on. But I wasn't, yeah, when I said it, like less is more, I was just saying, I just think that would be how people are better. I think, you know, get 3 or 4 things going. If you win with that, add a fifth. If you win with that, then add a sixth and build it up over time. That's my view. I know a lot of people don't trust my opinions, and I think I can talk some nonsense. That is it. Oh, hang on, I've got some football. I thought I was finished. In the Tambov, is it Tambov versus Khimki today in Russia? Tambov versus Khimki. Let me just see today's football. Tambov Khimki, 5 o'clock kickoff. Either I like this as a lay the draw game. So if anybody wanted to try the beginner on that, I do like this as a lay the draw game. And over 2.5 goals. Tambov Khimki, over 2.5 goals is value. And I'm not saying it's going to win. I'm just saying it's value. I get going, do you see him? He said lay the draw. Who fucking lays the draw in Russia? Who said that? I'm just saying it's value. That's what I would do. And you could back over 2.5 goals and trade as the goals go in. It's not tipping. I'm just telling you where the value is. And we seem to do okay, don't we? We nudge along and do okay. So that's it. That is it from me. Sorry if I sort of rambled on a bit there. I hope some of you find that useful. As I say, I don't mind the queries. I don't mind them coming in, but do put them in an email. We have a great email set up now. Dave makes sure I answer stuff. And even if I can't answer it this week, you know, it is a busier time with queries, but that will settle down. I've got automation in my own bedding, so I'm going to have more time come September. So even if you want to email in now, we can just put it on a short list of things to cover and cover it over the next couple of months on the podcast. I do hope this has come out. It's the second time I've recorded, so I'm going to be gutted if it hasn't, but hopefully this has come out, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.